Ik denk dat ik zeker voor de laatste minuut wel niet weet.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol niyeh bivro.
We discussed yesterday with Siyata Dishmaya before Ne'ilah the way that Rav Itzel of Peterburg, Rav Yitzhak Blazer, the Baal HaKoch Ve'or, Talmud of Yisro Salanter, the way he was Messiah Karagil, B'chol Shona V'Shona. After Ne'ilah, he cited a Pirkei Avos, Perek Mem Vav, where the Satan goes in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, look at this gewaltig nation called Am Yisrael. They're domim like Malachi Asharis. They're just like the angels. They have no shoes on their feet. The Yisro of Ne'ilah Sasando, no Achila, no Shtia, v'chulei, v'chulei. Ribbono Shel Olam, look at this cherished nation you have, gewaltig. And he goes on extolling the virtues and the milas, the praises of Klal Yisrael. Asks Rav Itzel of Peterburger, this is who we need to defend us. The one who spends his entire career prosecuting, he's now going to be the Sanhedrin. His taich is the Kategor. What's pshat? Hanavado. This is his tafkid. Says Rav Itzel of Peterburg. He's not coming to defend Klal Yisrael. He is given a tafkid. Every malach has a tafkid. In the tafkid of the Yitzharu, who a Yitzharu, a Sotin, who a malach amobes, is to be mastin. This is a kitrug. What's the kitrug? He says, look, Hashem Yisbarach, at this gewaltig nation. Oh, but wait until you see them tomorrow. I wait until you see them after Yom Kippur is over, and then they go back to the hustle and bustle. Zog de Witzel of Peterburger, he's coming to be Makatre. He wants to highlight the Mila that look what Klal Yisrael can attain, look what they can achieve. Comes a Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael, look what you're capable of. Oh, then he comes to draw the stark contrast. Comes Motzi Yom Kippur. He says, Moshe, remember those people I told you about yesterday? Look at the way they're behaving today. I look at the same Averis that they go back to their Hergel. He's Gufa coming to be Makatre. And that's what we said, B'Shem Yisrael Salatim and Rabbi Yeruchim. And all the Balei Amusar, that the Tachlis of a Motzei Yom Kippur is, can you be showing from the Shefa of what Yom Kippur was all about? Can you draw forth and take it with you? Even beyond the Yom Kippur, can you stay by that Maila? You have to go into the Motzei Yom Kippur, go into the days before a Sukkos. You have to be able to carry the Shefa of what Yom Kippur was all about. Have the Avira envelop you and stay with you. It has to be incorporated into part and parcel of your Etzem, a host of your core essence. That's the test of a Motzei Yom Kippur. Can it stay with you? Hamela, one point we didn't mention, a Mayurdika Vart, along the same lines. I saw in Rav Aaron David Goldberg, Rosh Yeshiva from Telus, Cleveland. He writes it in his Shiras David on the Tfilos of Yomim Noroi. And his very last shtickle on Yom Kippur is citing the famous Beis Yosef. And Or Chaim Tofresh Chavdal of the Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Kobo. We know we have the Minig, that right at the end of Davening, Beshas Sof Ne'ilah, in the middle of Kaddish, we blow one long tekiah. One tekiah Gedailah. Many reasons cited for why we blow the shofar. Zok the Beis Yosef, Meshem the Kobo. Another reason, you know why we blow the shofar? Kedei La'arvi V'Sasotan. Because we want to confuse him, we want to mix him up. Asks the Shiras David, but that's every day of the year. I understand when we have Rosh Hashanah, that's the day which is defined as the Yom Teruah. And one of the Iker Magamot, one of the main objectives and purposes of blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah is to be Ma'ariv the Sultan. But we finished the Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Teruah is behind us. You want to be Ma'ariv the Sultan? Now it's Motzei Yom Kippur. Why Dafka now? Be Ma'ariv the Sultan every day of the year. And he says, no. There's a Ramban in Parshas Noso, Perek Vav, Posek Yedalit. And the Yesodistik Ramban says, why does the Nazir bring a Korban Chatas Besof Yemenes Iruso? Here comes the end of the Moshul of the 30 days he has to bring a Chatas. Why? Zok the Ramban. Because you felt it justified to become a Nazir. And now you went 30 days and you were living in a Gavaldig Darga of Kedusha. Total abstention from wine and all its byproducts. You weren't cutting your hair. You were a Masalik yourself to a certain degree from Olam Hazza, from mundane and materialistic pursuits. You got the Hazai Madrega. Now you're just going to kiss it goodbye. 30 days are up. And now you're going to say goodbye to your Nazirus. Zokhtar Ramban, that's why you're bringing a Korban Chatas. Because now you're going back from that to Madrega. That itself is a sin. You got to this Gevaldiga Lofty attainment. And now you're going to just say goodbye to it. To Mamela, you have to bring a Korban Chatas. Bishas And the Sof Yemei HaNaziris. Zogta tells the Rosh Hashiva of Aaron David Goldberg and Shiras David, it's the same as sewn over here. You got to the end of Yom Kippur, you got to this Gavali Gamadrega, now you're just going to say goodbye to it. You're just going to get ready, and now I'm going to eat, I'm going to break my fast, I'm going to get back to a regular work week, a regular work day, and now it's going to be life as normal, the hustle and bustle of everyday life, a Yom Yomi, just back to the regular work week, Chalila V'chas. Now's when you have to be Ma'arim the Sultan, because it's put by Motzei Yom Kippur that he's stepping up to the stage in order to go and be Mekatrik and Klaya. So look, Yom Kippur's over, they're so excited, they can't wait, they're rushing home, and then they're going to go back to everyday life. No, we're Ma'arim the Sultan that he shouldn't be Mekatrik. Gufa Bishas, this so from the Ela, we got to mix them up to say, yes, we're going back to reality, but we're going to do our best to carry the Shefa Rav of Yom Kippur with us. And if Chas HaSholem were not successful, the Kol HaPochas, at least let's be Ma'arvei the Das of the Sotan, let's at least mix them up. So what do we do? And we mentioned that the Ramo brings the very last Keta, the last Shtikl in Or Chaim Tafresh Chavdalet as he closes the Alokos of Yom Kippur. And once again, B'Shem the Maril, at the outset of Tafresh Chavhei, slightly different Lashon, now we start building the Sukkah. Mishnah Berurah says he started it to Motzei Yom Kippur, and now the beginning of Sin, now already the next day you continue building it. But Zok the Ramo, P the Maril, the Medatikin B'Mitzis, right when Yom Kippur ends, they go rushing to go ahead and be Osek in the Benias HaSukkah, Kayadua. Rabbi Tzalel Lando and Agon Chosimi Vilna, right after Neila, the Vilna Gaon, back in the 1700s, turned right away to a Talmud and said, you got to come with me, we got to learn the Masechta Sukkah. He says, Rebbe, why now? Says the Ramo, says you got to start building the Sukkah. You can't build the Sukkah until you put the pegs into the ground. The bedrock has to be learning the Masechta. You have to know the Gemara Shitaisus, Rishonim and Achonim before you start building it. Famous Meisur, the Chassidus Rebbe, one Chosid, and Lelo Shon Rama followed him into his cloys. Into his little room, he wanted to see how's the Heilige Rebbe gonna wrap the Hoshanis with all the Moiridike Kavonis. And the Rebbe sees Yaakov is hiding behind the bookcase. And he says, Yaakov, come out. He says, you think just by watching me wrap the Hoshanis, that's how you're gonna learn to have all the Kavonis? He says, Yaakov, I only know how to wrap the Hoshanis with the Heilige Kavonis because I spent the last few weeks learning the Masechta, Gemara Rashi Taisus, and all the Ikari Shainim. Now I can go ahead and tap into the Kabbalistic Kavonis. But you gotta go ahead and learn the basics first. If you only go and sat up all night learning Sukkabian with the Talmud, says now that we put the Yatein, we put the peg into the ground, we laid the framework, and now we can start building the actual Sukkah. But the Medakta Gimme Mitzvah Zukta Ramah, they go me mitzvah la mitzvah, or to quote the Lashon of Rav Shlomo Gantzvid in his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sheyelchu Mechayel Achayel. We want to go from strength to strength, from one to another mitzvah. And we suggested, what's that idea again? It's the pashtus. The medakta give a mitzvah. The word is, I'm not ready to say goodbye to Yom Kippur. I'm going to run right away into another mitzvah to show that I want to keep this alive. I go right into building the sukkah. But why building the sukkah? And why not going out, let the Ramah say, based on the Maril, go out and buy your dal and minim, start getting ready for the sudos. He could have picked the many mitzvahs that are part of the Echatimsa. Not only that, the mitzvah is buchazi, most people, because it takes the longest time to build a sukkah, most people started building already earlier. This is what I should, why? Obviously, there's a remez in the sukkah bedav. So we know that one Indian of the Yontif of sukkah, the Yontif of Sukkis is to bring Klai Yisrael together, just like the Sholos Regolim has to put on display the Achdus of Klai Yisrael walking together in unison. Liros ve'leiros, we walk together. Rabbeinu B'chaim Eshpotim even cites a fascinating Medrash, where the Medrash clearly indicates that you can't go in your own separate wagons. There's a mitzvah b'li l'regel chagiga dafkim omen aleph, where it's got to be like Avram Avinu, Hamayim Asnodiv, it's got to be using the steps you got to walk with your Aglayim B'davka. So tshuva by the marit shchias or tzir shchias and chelak alasim and zayin, he brings you a shami that's mashma. Not like that. You don't have to go beraglayim medavka, but the yisod of going beraglayim medavka is I want klai yisod to be together. Ali and the rego writes the mishnah chochem and emor. The ikar mitzvah of yontif is shamus is you and the ribono shalom. That's shvuish tafta by yitzei ishman komo. You stay in your place, I stay in my place. That's how shabbos is introduced to us at the end of pasuk b'shalach when it was given first at the morrow. That's a personalized experience. Yontif is the achdus of klai yisod. So it's not the chokhma. No iser of carrying, of needing an Erev, go carry, no issue of cooking, Megillah, Dav, Zayin, and Rebbeis, Amen, Shabbos, Yonav, Elchon, Nevesh, Bilvon, go cook, go walk, go bring Klai Yisrael together. See, even though all the Shol Shagolim is about the office of Klai Yisrael, Sukkos is unique, and that Ramam is building a Sukkah, Alpi, the Zohar, and Emirates even labeled the Tzela, Demeyam, Nusa, It's the Tzel of Amunah. It's a miniature base of Mikdash. We said it's Gematria Sukkah. As many Sfarim write, the Arizal already in Pri Yetz Chaim. Sukkah is Gematria 91, which is Havaya and Adnus. Havaya 26 and Adnus 65. Writes the Tikkuni Zohar, Adnus 65 likewise equals exactly Gematria Heichal. Dehainu, you're walking into the Sukkah, Gematria 91. It's as if you're walking into the Heichal Havaya, the Heichal of Hashem. Heichal 65, Hashem Yudke Boke 26. You go into the Sukkah, you're walking into the Heichal Hashem. This is a miniature base of Mikdash. Kol Ezrach v'Yisrael Yeshu b'Sukkah Selo Salavu, the Sukkah and Sukkah, we're all going to sit in one collective Sukkah. So we know that Achdus is Miyuchat to Sukkah. We have the famous Medrash in Vayikarab and Parshas Emor. Why do we take Bedavka, Lulav, the Esrach, Gadasim, and Arabis? Because they're representative of all the types of Yidin that we have. This one has a Reach and a Tam. This one has a Reach below Tam, Tam below Reach, Bechulei. Every Jew is represented, the Tamei Chacham, the Tzadikim, the Beinim, and the Rishayim, and we bring the Dalaminim together. It's all about the Achdus. But the Sukkah itself is that Kli that Mamish unites us. That's on a microcosmic level we see from the Sfarim HaKadoshim. It's treated like a miniature Beis HaMikdash. You're not supposed to speak Sicha B'Teila in a Sukkah. You're walking into a miniature Heichal Hashem, the famous Grod, the only two mitzvahs where you bring in your whole goof. I'll be the Sugya and Sukkah, Gimel and Aleph. It's got to be Rosh, Rubo, Shechono, Rubo, Kikulo. Your body has to go into the Sukkah, and your body has to go into Yishuv Tzor, has to go into the base of Mikdosh. You got to bring your body into the base of Mikdosh, and your whole body is going in. You don't talk Sicha B'Teila, and you have to Mamish. I heard once a Pshat, the Rama says, and that if you want to be Matayel in the Sukkah. You want to take a walk, a Shpatzir, take a Shpatzir in the Sukkah. So I once heard, what was the Rama telling us? Take a Shpatzir, a Sukkah, Allah, Chalam, Isim, Ikra, Din, can be Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. Rosh Barubo, right? Shita Spe Shammai, Sukkah, Dav, Gimel, Man, Aleph, 7x7 Tvachim, right? Barely fits it. Go take a walk in there. What are you going to do? Just spin around like a ballet dancer for hours on end in your Sukkah? What do you mean be Matayel? And how big is your Sukkah? How big is your Sukkah? You want to take a Shpatzir with your wife? What an easy way out, right? It's Sukkah Yom, the Rosh even says you can take a walk. Honey, let's go for a walk after lunch. No problem. Around the table. How many times? 2 times? 3 times? 4 minutes? Yaitzei sign. That's it. Now go back to your learning. What does it mean, Matayel? I heard once a Gemara give shot because the Beis HaMikdash is a mission and others say, hey, Omdun Tzfufa Mishnachim Ravachim. And they all no one ever said in Yerushalayim, no Matzasi Malkam Lolan. I in the Maral and Darachayim. Perkeya, Perkei Elvis, because all the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was Noveya from the base of Mikdash. It was Lamaylam and Amokam. Megillah, Daf Yerim and Beis. Malkam Aaron, Eino Tofes, Malkam, Eino Min Amido. It was Lamaylam and Amokam. The Ramah is being Marami, since it's a miniature base of Mikdash, and the base of Mikdash, you can walk around, there's no Malkam. It's Mamsha, feels like you're going forever. That's the Sukkah. You think it's just a boring walk. No way. It doesn't end. There's no Gvulot. It's Lamaylam and Amokam. It's a miniature base of Mikdash. Go be Matayel. Take a Shpatzir. And the Lamaisa, you got all the space in the world. That's a miniature Beis HaMikdash. See, yes, there are Muslim Tachtos. It's Aliyah L'Rego, but it's Aliyah L'Rego plus. You have the Dalaminim, the Aino, the Iker Mitzvah Sayom, are likewise all about Achdus. The Lulav Esrog, and you got to bring them together. You're not allowed to not have them together. It's representative of the Osios and the Yud Kevotki, the famous Beis Yosik, the Maisa that he brings. Tavresh Chavei with the Rekanadi. Kanadi was once staying overnight by a certain Rav, and he had a dream that night. Beis Yosef brings this halacha l'maisa, and he had a dream that night that he saw the osios of the Shema Vaya Yudke Vavke, a Yud Hey and a Vav on one side, and the Hey HaSofit was on the other side, and he couldn't understand my Peshan Dvarim, what's Peshan in the dream, until the next morning he saw the Rav shake his Dal and Mina, and he was holding the Lulav Hadassim and Arobas in his right hand, and the Esau goes over here, he says, now I understand the dream, because the three Mina, plus the Esrog gets connected to the Dalit Osios that comprise the Shema Vaya Yudke Vavke. He saw the Lulav Hadassim and Arovos on the right, and the Esrog is separate. And that's why the Beis Yosef says, based on the Rekanani, based on this Mekubal's dream, that's why the Dalaminim have to be held together, because it's a Tzira for the Shem, but it's also the Tzira for the Achdus of Klai Yisrael, represented, I'll be the Medrash, by all the Yidin and Klai Yisrael. The Sukkah, one day we're all going to be in one Sukkah. The Sukkah, the Beis HaMikdash, united us. We came together. Luras and Luras Panei Hashem. Sukkah unites us. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perches Halacha Yud Beis. Where's the Rambam's Raya? You want to tell me that it says Simcha thrice, three times in conjunction? You put together Emor and Re'eh. It says Simcha three times and it doesn't have it by the other Yom Tovim that I understand. But just because it says Usmachta, it says V'samachta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha l'gabi Shavuos. So what's the Chiddush? The only difference is this is Loshen Rabbim, Usmachta. It's one thing to have a Simcha as the Yochid V'samachta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha when you're sitting and learning Matan Torah. I was like the Rambam, Loshen Rabbim, Usmachta, together with the tasting the Achdus, and that's the Yom Tov of Sukkos. As Efshar, yet another one of the many reasons on why we blow the shofar b'shas and ilah, perhaps then one could suggest as follows. We turn quickly to Parshas Baloischa, and we have a parsha in Perek Yud. Baloischa v'idam Hashem Moshalema aselecha shtei chatzotzos kesef and mikshatas oisim haylecha lemikra ido lemasas amachros. I want you to make these trumpets. I want you to. And what are you going to do with the trumpets? The taku behen. You're going to blow it to Kiev and Adulach, and then everyone's going to assemble by Pesach HaMoed. If you're going to go ahead and take the shofar and blow it once, using one of the chatzoitzes, then it's going to gather in the Nesiyim. Parenthetically, asks the Rabag, I understand you want to gather Gans Klai Yisrael. You need to blow the shofar, the chatzoitzes, the Tehad, B'Shas, the Mishkan, in order to gather Gans Klai Yisrael. You want to gather in Nesiyim. How many Nesiyim are there? 12 Nesiyim. So said the Shliach, and have him gather to him to say, how long is that going to take? You know where they live. Just have him knock on the doors, and have him bring it together. Zok the Rabag, listen to this. You know what it might cause? One Nasi might say, hey, wait a second. Why am I the third guy? Why didn't you knock on my door first? Why'd you go to him first? You came to me second? You came to me last? To preclude any sin aschinam, any jealousy? Zok the Rabag. That's why, you know what? The easiest way out? Just take out the shofar. Take out the trumpet. So just blow it once. Zok the Rabag. When the Gedola Rishon, the Gros said, halavai. He says, I think I'm going to be by the Rabag in Gan Eden. That's what the Gros said. Our Rabag writes, it's all for the office. We don't want any jealousy. But why are you blowing it to Kiyah? There are times by Mechama, you blow it to Ruah, Harayosim, when you go Savo and Mechama, Zog the Pasuk, Bahakil Asakal, when you gather together the assembly, the congregation, Tisku below Sariyah, then you blow it to Kiyah. Tekiyah is to bring everyone together. Phineas 90, we just had a Yom Kippur, you're under your Kittel and Talis, you did your Tshuva, we finished the Aser Simi Tshuva, Roshana Tesayanam and Aleph, we roll Nichlis Lefanuk and Neymaran as individuals. You know what we do on Motzei Yom Kippur, Eivishter, we just finished the highlight of the sense of self, the sense of the individuals, the Anokhiyat, the Atzmius, and Klai Yisrael. Now what are we going to do? Motzei Yom Kippur, take out a Tkiya Gedoyla. Tisku, Velosari, when it comes to Hakil HaSakal, it's time now, put aside the sense of individuality, take off the talis, the kittol, you have your own unique relationship with the Ribbono Shel, that's what Tshuva is all about, that's what the Yom HaDin is all about, Mekana Lahavu Sukkos is Usmachta, now I want you to start thinking about coming together, I want you to blow a tekiah, which Tachlis of the tekiah is to bring Christ all together, start getting a moment together, when are you going to go and build? Not Stamazali, go and start building the sukkah, not any other mitzvah, build the sukkah, everyone's building the sukkah, we all feel the Achdus, you're outside Sukkos night, and you're hearing the Zemiris, everyone singing together, Gevaldik, no one's in their fancy house, everyone's living in the same type of hut, the same type of tent, everyone's outside singing Zemiris together, it's Meridik. That's the Achdus of Klai, so that's called the Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshua Sukkah Echad. We're all going to be in one Sukkah, that is our miniature base of Mikdash that brings Klai Yisrael together. Yom Kippur finishes, now bring about the Achdus, that's going to produce the ultimate Simcha, Nemet Hashem, Agula, Shlema, Heirav, Yameinu, Amin, Vyameinu, Gutanach, Gevaldik, Heilig, Hashem, Skodesh, ahead, and a freilichen sukkis mansim chasino up ahead, and slocha with all the yonim kanish boys.
Amen.